Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Atam Valves Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Merlin Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dvij Patel from Merlin Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Merlin Capital, I welcome you all to the conference call of Atam Valves Limited. On the management side, we have Mr. Amit Jain, the Managing Director, and other key managerial personnel. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be, therefore, viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Amit Jain for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dvij. Good evening, everyone. Welcome you all to Atam Valves Limited Financial FY25 Quarter One earnings call. I am pleased to share that we have achieved a 10% growth in both revenue and net profit compared to the same period last year. Our revenue increased to 11.48 crores from 10.40 crores, and our net profit after tax rose to 93 lakhs from 84 lakhs. In Quarter One, our EBITDA margins were 13%. Typically, Quarter One is a slow and soft quarter for us compared to the rest of the year. Looking ahead, we are confident in our ability to achieve our goals for the coming quarters. We are currently in an exciting phase and expect our growth to accelerate further. A significant upcoming milestone is the expected approval of our API license, which will be a key driver of our growth. I'm confident of getting API approval very, very soon. I would further like to open the floor for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Tushar Vasuja from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Okay, so my first question is on your API filing. So what's the status on that?
Okay, your question is about API status, right? We have already filed. We have already filed for API and have provided all the prerequisites for the same. There was minor discrepancy which has been resolved from our end, and hopefully by the end of August, we should have the API.
Okay, sir. And so one more thing regarding your API. You mentioned that after API for your API segment, you could get around 40%-45% EBITDA margins in API valves. But when we compare yourselves, these numbers to other API peers, they are much in lower range, around mid-teens. So how are we getting confidence of that 40%-45% mark?
See, when we talk about bigger sizes of the valves, about 60 inches, 72 inches, there are margins for those. And when you compare them with a small range of sizes, they are not much margin, but still 25%-30% is easily achievable. So you can say overall, it will be around 40%-45% because we want to extend our range till 72 inches.
Okay, so what's the range that we do now?
Sorry?
What's the size range that we do right now?
We are doing up to 18 inches.
Okay, and that would be radius, right?
Sorry?
That would be radius or diameter?
It's a radius. It's actually a bore size.
Okay, okay. And so just a hypothetical question. In case we don't get API, so what would be our, how would we move forward then? What would be our revenue mix after that?
Well, it is hypothetical, but it is achievable and we will get the API. And especially, you know, with the range of walls that we are going to produce, definitely API will be there and we'll have good customer base. So if your question is, if it is not there, then we are expanding our base in plumbing and firefighting range of walls as well. So that's again a good scope in the market.
Okay. And so coming on to my next question regarding of guidance. In the last quarter, you gave a guidance over 17 crores because of some MSME issues. You weren't able to liquidate your inventory properly. So you gave a guidance of about 17 crores, but we actually achieved only 11 crores. So would you like to speak a bit about that?
Sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
Am I audible now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm asking about your guidance because in the last quarter's guidance, you told that you would do around 17 crores in quarter one. On basis that you were not able to correctly liquefy your inventory because of MSME issues. But we actually did around 11 crores. So can you please comment a bit about that?
See, as everybody knows, last quarter is basically was for, you know, the election over there. So, you know, the big orders, they were not there. Because, you know, big companies, they just wait for the outcome of the election so that they can expand their horizon or, you know, improve their projects. So that's the only problem that we face in the quarter one. And usually quarter one is very soft in the whole year. So our target was for 17, there is no doubt in it. But we will definitely, you know, cope up with the with that number in the next quarter.
Okay, so what's the inventory right now? And if you could provide a split for finished goods and raw material, it would be really helpful.
I don't have the numbers right now, but I can provide you, I can, you know, send the message and provide you the information later. I don't have the exact numbers right now.
Okay, just fair enough. It's regarding our long-term target of 1,000 crores. Now, we had some hiccups during the past. Have not been able to meet our short-term guidance, but we have a long-term guidance of 1,000 crores, which has already been shifted once from 2030 to 2032.
Yeah.
Like, how on track are we to achieve that? Like, how confident are you regarding that amount and that timeline?
See, we are confident of growing 35% to 40% for the next 2 years. Our expected top line over the next 2 years would be 100 crores. Though we will outperform this as our API approval would be coming in next month, and post that, the room for growth will be exponential. We don't want to give any fast-track guidance right now, but we'll stick to our growth trajectory of 35% to 40%. And when I say 1,000 CR, that's achievable. There's no doubt in it. Just because of some, you know, delays in API filing of the, you know, API one. So that has caused the delay. Otherwise, we are on track. And we are confident that we will get that API.
Okay, sir. And let's say you guys actually get your API approval next month, according to your estimates. How soon would we be able to commercialize those API walls? Do we have the facility ready?
Yeah, we are expanding. We are already putting up some more machinery and making new molds and dies for some of the products that we can easily make within our the factory premises. So we can see some growth in for API in the quarter four. Fourth quarter.
Okay, so actually API will commercialize in quarter four of this year.
The orders, you can say that. That will add to the you know, top line.
Okay. And so regarding I have a question regarding your replacement cycle of your valves. So how often do our customers have to replace the valves? So like how often can we get business from them?
See, if it's on the main line, usually we give, you know, warranty for 18 months. And after 18 months, either they replace or they, you know, sometimes if it's on a critical line, then they actually replace. Otherwise, they can do the, you know, the parts machining and redo the valve. So usually it's 18 months that we give a warranty for. And we believe that, you know, on a critical line, people change their valves in 12 months.
Okay, sir. So one observation from our side is that...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Tushar. May we please request you to rejoin the queue as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Okay, thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sashi Vora, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I just wanted to know that the promoter is holding...
Mr. Vora, may we please request you to use your handset? Your voice is not clear.
Yeah. Am I audible now? Hello?
Your voice is not clear.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Sir, your voice is not clear. It is very muffled.
1 minute. Am I audible now?
Are you using the handset, sir? Your voice is still not very clear.
I will get back. I'll get back in the queue.
Oh, okay, sir. Next question is from the line of Rakesh Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Jain, please go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to understand that in the coming next, you know, the entire financial year, how will we cope up with our guidance, you know, like the single quarter that we performed this year does not, I mean, the gap is too large when I talk about, you know, achieving that 70 crores or 80 crores of guidance that we are talking about, you know, when we say we want to grow 30-35% from here on. So how will we catch up that gap?
Like I said before, that quarter one is always soft. And this time it was an election time. So the projects were not materialized. Yes, and when I say that we will achieve that target, recently we got one very good project approval in Sun City. Like I said, we are doing some walls in plumbing and firefighting as well. So it's all based on the approval thing. So Sun City is a quite big project and they have given approval to Assam Walls Pan India. So with this, we can, you know, expand our base in the builder and contractor area as well. So step by step, we are increasing our customer base. Like Sun City is there, then we'll definitely move to some other contractors and builders as well. So achieving the 80 CR is realistic and we can do that.
Okay, okay. So, you know, is it fair to say that we can, you know, I mean, for Q1 we have done around, say, 11 crores. So for next three quarters, we will have to at least do 20 crores each quarter to cope up with those numbers. So we can do that.
See, last I can tell you from last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, last quarter is always a big quarter for everybody, especially in our segment. And you can say that whatever we have done in 3 quarters, we achieved that in last quarter. So we cannot say that every quarter we will achieve that number. But yes, ATCR will definitely cross by the end of this year.
Got it. Got it, sir. And sir, on margin side, just wanted to understand that this quarter your margins have gone down by 13%, sorry, to 13%, and ideally, your margins are anywhere around 20-25%. So just to understand why that kind of fall in the margin, and what is your guidance on the margin for full year at blended level?
See, EBITDA will be around, like I said before, it will be around 20-25% for average EBITDA for the year.
But this
for this quarter, the turnover is less. So that's the only reason. And, we are developing and we are making new molds and expansion is going on. And there are so many expenses that's going on. So that's another reason the margins have gone down. But we will cope up with that, with the numbers, top line numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Fine, sir. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Saishiv Vora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just wanted to know that the promoter holding was 70.79% on March 24, and it has come down to 60.99% now. So any particular reason why the promoter holding is falling?
We were approached by long-term investors, and as an opportunity, we thought this was the right time for dilution. Since we require funds for expansion post API and managing working capital, we are open to taking, debt as well if required in the future. But since our base is very small, we didn't want to dent our books. So the money that has been diluted will be pumped back into the business again for growth. We will always look to increase our stake again in the future.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And sir, about this pathway diversification, I think we discussed in the last quarter, last earning call also. It's on hold for the timing, right?
Yes, it is on the hold. We want to concentrate mainly on API.
Correct, sir. Okay, thank you.
But that's fine.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Aditya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Sir, in one of your slides, you mentioned that there will be a ramp up in exports once you get the API certification. So can you please quantify what is the export right now we are doing and what will be the export number once we get the API?
See, right now our exports is about 10%, but post API, our main focus will be on the exports only because margins are going to be good in the export business. So we would like to increase that percentage to at least 40%.
All right. Okay. And the other thing was there are some potential clientele that you have mentioned. The API integration side. So,
yeah.
How much will they be contributing? And still, my questions remain unanswered as to what number that we are seeing right now from the export once we get the API.
Those are the big clientele that we want to target, but it will take time to take them into our kitty. But to start with, we will approach other players who have those API and will try to do, OEM kind of things for them. So once we set up the infrastructure and product base, then we'll approach these kind of clientele. So it will take around 2 to 3 years, but yes, those clientele will be there for us.
Okay. And your views on this water, wastewater management sector that you are exploring right now, and what kind of things have you seen right now?
It's an exciting sector for us too, but we are receiving inquiries, but our current focus is API. So it's premature to say anything right now, but surely some developments are happening over there. We'll keep you posted.
And final question on this API certification side. In our sector, in maybe the set players, do we have any player who's got this API certification already, and anything on that?
India?
Hello?
In India, you're talking about?
Yeah, in India.
Yeah, yeah. We have players like Coastal Walls, then Hava Walls. They are there. They have an API from... Actually, they are in Mumbai and Ahmedabad. They are getting good business from API.
Okay, so they do similar kind of margins that we're talking about in API?
Yes. And recently, Oswal has introduced 76-inch gate wall. So we are concentrating up to 72, and people are already expanding to 76.
All right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll get back into the queue and come up again. All right, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next follow-up question from the line of Tushar Vasuja from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the follow-up opportunity, sir. My question is, we have given a similar guideline of 80 crores for the last year also, but we failed to reach that. So what has fundamentally changed since the last time that we gave such a guidance? Like, what can we do different now?
So like I said, we are getting approvals in plumbing segment, like Sun City, we just got approval. And, you know, last year it was MSME problem was there. So we are out of that. And we are expanding our base in plumbing, firefighting. And hopefully for the last quarter, API will contribute as well. So these are the changes, major changes.
Okay. And coming back to what I asked earlier regarding the replacement cycles, so we did some scuttle, but we found out that usually a replacement life from a customer's perspective, it's usually more than 5 years, like walls, they last for 5 years at least. So what's the reason for our warranty being so low? Like, is it just a cautionary measure, or do they actually replace their products, replace their walls periodically like that?
See, people give a lifetime warranty as well. But those depends on the what kind of walls they are. Some plumbing walls, you can give lifetime warranty. They won't go anywhere. You know, when you put the wall on the tank, overhead tank, you hardly use that wall. So you can give lifetime warranty for that. But for the special applications, critical applications like this oil and petroleum industry, you have to have regular checkups, and 12 months, 18 months is the highest period that they have to change the wall.
Okay, sir, but as far as my understanding, we don't do petroleum and oil in, industry right now because we don't have the API certification. Is that understanding correct?
Yes, but we are doing for these kind of walls, but we don't have API to, you know, send it to petroleum and other industry. But we are giving these walls to the boiler mountings industry for the pipeline. And there, they are changing walls every 18 months or 12 months, 18 months. So that's our major customer base as well, boiler mounting.
Okay. And so another question regarding your raw material. So what's the raw material mix?
So it's a bronze, it's a cast iron, it's WCB, it's stainless steel 304, 316. These kind of raw material we are using for the walls.
Okay, and would it be possible to give a percentage on how much they form for the raw material cost? What's the largest raw material that you use?
See, bronze, it's very expensive. And if you compare it with stainless steel or WCB, but the process for to make the stainless steel wall is very, very expensive. We call it investment costing or lost flex process. Is this the right reply to your question, or your question was different?
No, my question was regarding that you guys must use a different set of raw materials, right?
Yes.
So you have a set fixed cost at the end of the year that you guys spent this much on raw material. So what was the biggest contributor to that? Like what material cost the largest? Like what's the most critical for your operations?
So it's the gunmetal scrap.
Okay. Yeah. And sir, one last question.
Mr. Vasuja, may we please request you to rejoin the queue for any other follow-up questions, sir?
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parthiv Dalal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just I joined a bit late. Wanted to check what is the plan for capacity enhancement given your roadmap for the next 6-7 years?
Yeah, like I said before, we stick to our vision and we are going to be growing at least 35 to 40% for the next 2-3 years. API is going to be big for us, and definitely when we say we want to make 72-inch range of walls, we need good enhancement in the infrastructure and capital base. So it will take at least 2 to 3 years for us to set up a new unit. So you can say that in another 2 years.
What kind of capital costs are you envisaging for that?
It will be around 70 to 75 crores. Capex.
And typically, what's the kind of asset turn in this? Like if you're investing 70-75 crores.
I didn't get
what you. Kind of asset turns do you have in that this kind of a capex? So turnover to gross block, what kind of ratio is that?
I didn't get your question.
Say when you invest a 75 crores, that can lead to what kind of a top line?
At least three times.
Okay. So then in towards your roadmap for 2032, you will be having to do at least 3 or 4 times such capex, right?
Yeah, it will be yes.
That will be ongoing in a day, right?
Sorry, your voice is not there.
I'm saying that will be ongoing capex over the next 8 years or whenever, because on a 70 crore capex, you will generate 300 crore top line. So if you want to go towards 1000 crores, you're saying you will be in a capital spending phase for the next 8 years. Is that a correct interpretation?
No, there will be another round as well for, to achieve that 1000 crore. But once we have that, range of walls with us and the clientele will have, will be there, then definitely we'll have another round in another, 6-7 years.
And that will be funded primarily through debt, the first round?
Sorry?
The first round, will that be primarily funded through debt? We'll be taking debt to fund the first round?
It will be both. It will be both equity and that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aryan Oswal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Sir, how difficult it is to get the API certification, as we have been trying hard to get the certification?
See, it's not difficult when you are focused. And when you have the infrastructure and when you have the system intact, it is difficult once if you don't have these kind of things. So we can say that it's not difficult for us anymore. It was difficult 2 years ago, but not anymore.
So sir, can we expect that it won't get delayed any further?
See, we are confident. Because we have given whatever the requisitions were there, and since we are dependent on auditors and all, but we are confident that we'll get it in by the end of August.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Aditya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please proceed.
So, sir, just as you told that, you know, we'll be working with as an OEM with the API players. So will be the margin similar if we, you know, kind of do that? Because I feel that when we do with the OEMs, the margins may, we might not get the margin that we are anticipating right now.
Yeah, there'll be, you know, difference. There is no doubt in it. But the quantum will be there for us to start with.
Okay. So if you have any numbers, like, you know, I guess 40 to 45% is what you're guiding, and what would be the margins in similar range if you do as an OEM?
As an OEM, we can do up to 25 to 30.
Okay. That comes only when, you know, we are we might not get the customer that we are right now seeing as a potential client.
Yeah. It will take 2 to 3 years. We'll definitely, you know, touch the direct client with our own brand. And that will improve the margin.
Okay. That will take around 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
This API, if we get it over the next one month or two, so when will we see the revenue recognition happening? Will it take around 2 to 3 years for us to, you know, book some numbers, or how is it?
No, we'll start seeing the results in the Q4 itself, this year. Once we have the API. Yeah.
Okay, and if the final question that I want to ask. So once we have this API, we have around 96,000 capacity. So do we need to increase that capacity, or will we be able to, you know,
the previous question somebody asked about the dilution, so we are only pumping in the funds in the system, and we are expanding the machinery and infrastructure already, and that number of 96,000 will definitely be going to be more
than what right now we are having.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much. All the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Jain for the closing comments.
All right. I want to thank everyone for joining in. The shareholders, we are at an inflection stage, and our growth will keep heading northwards from here on. We are confident of doing a top line of 70 to 80 CR this year and step by step ahead towards our goal. Thank you, everyone. Good day. In case there are any queries, please reach out to our investor relations team. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Merlin Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.